celebrate Thanksgiving when the world is a dumpster fire? It got me thinking. There is a lot that can bring us down. It is the way of the world to focus on the negative, on the sensational, and to play to our fears. We can often think that the world is just one big dumpster fire. But truthfully, the world has never been a perfect place. There have always been wars. There has always been hunger. There has always been injustice. There has always been pain and sickness. What's hard about today's world is that we are so much more aware of everything that's happening. Today, we have to make an effort to follow the words we heard tonight from Philippians 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. The Greek word used here for rejoice tells us that this kind of rejoicing is a habit, something that we have to do more and so that it grows the more we practice it. The more we rejoice, the more we rejoice. I read another article recently that said it's proven that if we think of three things to be thankful for every day, we can actually train our brains to be happy. The Bible tells us this, even before science does, but it's good to know that it's true. Being thankful makes us happier and even more thankful. It says, rejoice always, no matter what our circumstances. We may have to dig deep for this kind of joy, but to me, that kind of joy is the best kind. It's the thankfulness that comes even in times of sorrow. It's the laughter that we have through our tears. This is faith at its core. It's a joy that sustains us even in our darkest days. It's a joy that has its deep roots in God's goodness and faithfulness to us, even when it's hard for us to see. Let your gentleness be made known to everyone. The Lord is near. When we hear the word gentleness, we tend to think of like lambs and docile, mild actions. But actually, the word here that we translate as gentleness is really more associated with tolerance or not insisting on every right letter of law or custom. To embody this gentleness means to recognize that we have a choice in how we behave towards others. It's not just about being a doormat. It's not just about being nice or kind. It's about how we exercise power. As Lutherans, this makes a lot of sense. Do we hold people to every letter of the law, or do we use the law to guide us on the path to grace? How do we wield our power? How does God wield his? In law or in grace? Whatever we do it knowing that God is near to us, and that guides our decisions and comforts our hearts. Do not worry about anything, but in everything, with prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Here we are encouraged not just to talk the talk, but to walk the walk. Let go of our worries. They don't do us any good anyways. What is good is sharing our worries with God in prayer and praying with thanksgiving. Now, don't take this as saying that Paul's saying there's nothing to worry about or that the things we worry about are unimportant. Instead, he places our anxieties, our fears, and our concerns in the context of our relationship with God. We're invited to bring our prayers and our lives to God at our points of greatest vulnerability. And we're told to do this with thanksgiving before we know the results. Thanksgiving becomes an expression of God's openness and grace to us because we have confidence and faith that God will care for us. Our worries are transformed when we add prayer and thanksgiving. They are changed from worry into peace. Because when we pray and give thanks, the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. The peace that Paul speaks of is a gift because it's created and given by God. It's not a gift that we receive passively just to set it on a shelf and admire it. And contrary to what we often teach and what we often believe, God's peace isn't an act of divine intervention that makes everything suddenly right, at least from our perspective. It's a peace that pushes the limits of our imagination, challenging us to reconsider what peace really means. Because God's imagination is bigger and larger than ours. This kind of peace guards our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. To guard something is to protect it. And there's no shortage of evidence that our hearts and our minds, the two powerful forces that drive us and shape our attitudes and our behavior, need protecting. Not only from the influence of outside forces, but sometimes even from ourselves. God's peace protects us by drawing us deeper into relationship with Jesus, the source of our joy. And we also heard these beautiful words: whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. If we turn our focus to the things in the world that are good, we will be more likely to be a part of those things. We tend to see what we look for. So in this time of thanks, look for these things that are true and honorable and just. The more you look for them, the more you will see them. Put into practice what you have learned. Practice. We call this thing we do here together practicing our faith. And why do we practice something? We practice to get better. We practice because we need to. We practice because it's good for us, because it's important to us. We're always learning and growing in our faith. But if we keep practicing it, the God of peace will be with us. The world is not perfect, and neither are we. We don't spend our lives on a mountaintop. We spend a lot of time in the valley or climbing. But tonight, we don't focus on what we aren't or the things we don't have. Tonight, we focus on what we are. Beloved children of God, created by God, redeemed by God, through the birth, death, and resurrection of God's own Son. We focus on what we have, a solid foundation and a warm and beautiful church home. We focus on what we can share, that we have enough to share. We focus on that we have voices and bodies that can lift up prayers and praises to God. We focus on a God who hears our prayers, who feeds us, and who invites us to his table here on earth and later in heaven. Tonight, in the midst of our worries or the troubles of the world, in the midst of our pain and the burdens we lay at God's feet, we turn our hearts from despair to gratitude. We thank God for this peace that passes all understanding and for the joy that he gives us that lasts no matter what our circumstances are, and for the chance to lift our hearts in praise of this. Amen.